Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the rights of the prisoner. As you know, everybody, every human being in the religion of Islam has certain rights. You know, there's a very famous book called Risalatul Huquq, The Treatise on Rights, which is been narrated from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In that book, the Imam mentions the various rights of people upon one another, the rights of God, the rights of, you know, the Prophet, the rights of the A'imma alayhi salam, and also the rights of people upon one another. There are no people except that they have certain rights, even the prisoner, even the criminal, right? In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam alludes to one of the rights of the prisoner. Imam Sadiq said that it is the duty of the imam. By here, probably the imam is referring to the imam in the technical sense of the infallible imam. Rather, the leader of the Islamic government, or the leader of the city, or the leader of a certain area. It is the duty of the imam to release the prisoners on financial charges on Fridays and Eid, meaning religious festivals, to observe the congregational prayers. Meaning, obviously, in the era of the occultation of the 12th Imam, when the Friday prayers and the Eid prayers and these kind of prayers are not obligatory, perhaps this is something which might not be incumbent upon the leader of the Islamic government. This is something that should be taken up and discussed in Islamic jurisprudence. Right now, we don't want to get into the details of this ruling, but we can say that at least, if not anything, in the era of the presence, the physical presence of the imam, this is something which is incumbent upon the leader of the Islamic government or the city. It's necessary for him to release these prisoners and allow them to take part in the Friday prayers and also the Eid prayers and to observe their congregational prayers at this time. The imam then mentions something which might come to the mind of our listeners, and that is this: well, what if these people are really criminals and culprits? For example, they might be murderers, and they might, you know, want to commit more crimes if they're released at these times. The imam then provides a very practical solution to this. He says he may send them guarded, and when they complete the prayers and the feast, he should return them to the prison. A very practical solution to this problem. Right? So there are certain rights in this hadith. Obviously, the imam has alluded to certain religious rights. It's also interesting to note that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions some other rights of the prisoner. The Imam Sadiq alaihi wasallam says the Prophet would imprison for 6 days he who has been accused of killing. The kin of the killed must come with evidence, and if not, he is freed. So it's not true that somebody can just be kept in jail indefinitely, right? If evidence is not produced, then the prisoner would be freed in the time period allotted, mentioned by Imam Sadiq in reference to the Prophet. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the rights of the prisoner in the words of Imam Sadiq. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.